Hey, Book Fair friends, Amanda here. In this episode, we talk about our reading goals and our favorite books of the year so far. Have we accomplished any of our goals, or are we starting over? And my sound was a little off in this one, but hopefully it won't keep you from enjoying it. So if you need permission to reset your goals, want some great book recommendations, or just have a laugh with us, this episode is for you.
Welcome to Book Fair. We help thoughtful women find wholesome, life-affirming books for themselves and their families.
Are you tired of picking up the latest new release and finding it full of junk you don't want in your life? You are in the right place.
This show shares curated content, and we do it together within a fun, book-loving community. So pull up a chair at the table and join the feast. Okay, guys, let's do some reviews.
Okay.
So I have Elizabeth Troutman said to us, or said about us, I feel so inspired by this podcast. There are great discussions that help open up books and great ideas for finding books for yourself and your kids. Elizabeth, thank you so much. That also, I like your name.
Thank you so
but
much.
Thank you for that. Thank you for letting other people know what the heart of this podcast really is.
We appreciate that so much, Elizabeth. And if you want to know the thing you can do that would help us the most on this podcast, and that is to leave a 5-star review in iTunes, we would be very, very grateful.
Okay, so let's get into it today. Summer is the time I lose all my goals. What about y'all? I just throw them out and I get new goals that have to do with like living in Greece and all kinds of crazy stuff. And then August comes around and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to live in Greece. What were my goals again for the year? So I'm in that moment right now. How about y'all? Amanda, you're good on goals in the summer though, right?
I wasn't this summer.
Okay, good. You're among friends. It seemed like the perfect time of year to remember our why and the areas that we wanted to grow this year, and to remember the Book Fair Challenge that we're all doing together. So we're going to talk about a little bit of that today. Who's checking off lots of boxes on your Book Fair card, your Book Fair bingo card? I don't remember what we called it.
Well, I feel like I can be allowed to say that I'm doing very well on the Book Fair Challenge. I'm about done. I don't remember exactly, but I feel like I can say that, you know, without it being too braggy, because I went back yesterday and listened to the section of our New Year, New Goals episode to just confirm what I thought was true, what my goals actually were that I said on the podcast. And I have done none of them.
Stop it.
None.
Was it your goal to not take it, to slow it down though? What was your goal?
That was last year.
Oh, good grief. I'm like, good job. You did it. Okay. So now you have some months to get back to your goals then, Trisha.
Are you?
Everyone just feels validated by this. So I thank you for that gift you've given us. Yes.
Are you reevaluating them for the rest of the year, or do you still want to keep those goals? And what were they?
That's a good question.
So my one goal, my biggest goal, was to make commonplacing more a part of my routine.
I do remember that.
And I've been terrible at that. Terrible. Like, I've done it some, but I have a whole list of finished books on my Audible that I cannot delete from the cloud or delete from my phone until I go through and write down the bookmarks, and they're just sitting there. And I have stack of 2 or 3 books sitting on the side of my desk that I'm not putting away until I commonplace them, and they're just sitting there.
Okay.
So
this might be advice that you're going to throw in the trash. You're welcome to do that. It is my view that when you get behind on goals, you might never get back on track if you keep trying to catch up. You might need to begin again now. Or pick one of those that you want to come in place instead of all of those, and then begin again now. That would be what I would think. Otherwise, you're just backlogging.
Yeah, that's actually really smart. I have to think about that.
You're like, I might not be able to do it. I hear that, though. I hear that.
So my solution is from Wile E. Coyote. And how he sets up the TNT bomb and it has a cord and he's got the box and the little handle, he pulls up, pushes it down. You can always do that.
I don't want her to do that. I feel like she would have an existential crisis if she did that.
That's not for everyone. But sometimes I just have to wipe the slate clean, at least in my mind. And look at things afresh, which is definitely what I did in preparation for this episode. I'm glad we're doing this because I needed to, one, look at my goals.
Yeah.
Because I realized I hadn't looked at them once this whole year. And two, just reset. I did the Wile E. Coyote thing, at least in my mind.
So that's where you are, Amanda. You blew it all up. You're beginning again. I do what I want. I'm writing new goals today. I'm here for that. The first day of school is like a new year. We said that last year. I believed that my whole life. You get to do that. So I'm going to share with y'all, for me then, I have kept my list because I made it my reading list for the year. I supplied options for my goals. My goals were, I want to read a this kind of book and a this kind of book and a this kind of book. And I supplied options, but gave myself permission to change them as I got nearer, or as y'all suggested things, or readers, listeners suggested things. So I have done that, but here's something I did not know about myself. I thought I would be so excited to check off our card. I don't think I want to check off our card until I've done reading, because I want to see, like, which book do I want to put? I might could be done with our card now, honestly. Maybe there's one I'm not. I really think I could be, but I want to get to the end of the year and award each book to a spot.
Yeah.
That's how I've realized my mind is seeing it, that I thought I would just race to check it off and be like, ha, suckers, I'm done, and just feel so good about it. But that's not at all how I've come to it. I have gone on journeys with each of these stories, and they've mattered to me, and I will award first place of each section by putting them on my card.
Oh my word. I love this so much. Listeners, if you don't know, we are referring to the 2023 Book Fair Reading Challenge,
which is pinned at the top of our Facebook page, so you can find it easily.
And this is a very prestigious thing. And I love the idea. This is a place of honor for these books. So I love that you have multiple choices for each one. And you're going to do, we need to do an award show. And I love that so many of our listeners have posted how they're doing with the Book Fair Reading Challenge. And a lot of people have finished it already. Good job, guys, that have
amazing
finished
work.
It. And I love how y'all do the visual. You put the cover of the book and the square. I love that. I want to do that. It's really
cute.
I'm
not sure it's in my wheelhouse to do that. Like, can I contract a high school kid to do that for me? I'm going to think about it.
You know what? That's a good idea. I'll have one of my kids do it. Handicrafts done for that day.
Okay, do we want to talk about some actual books that we've read, though, that fit into all these lists? Some that I have loved. When Books Went to War. Now, Trisha, I do love you, but I already know I'm not going to put it under the check mark of a book recommended by someone you love, because I had a longer one waiting in that category that I've also read. But I loved that book, have told several people about it. I got to share it with a librarian, actually, that really loved it. And it felt special because she's in her first year of retirement and she raced to that book. I could tell. So it was really special to get to. So thank you for sharing that book with me, person I love. I read The Crucible earlier in the year, and that book has talked to me all year. Can I just, Amanda talks about books talking? It has. It has come up for me. And it's like, I just read it at the exact moment. It's talked to me through other podcasts I've listened to, through conversations. It has come to mean a lot this year. And it's a book that was Trenton's favorite high school project. So that book will go in the, probably in the Someone I Love.
That's fantastic.
Can you believe I've never read Pippi Longstocking? I read that with Nate. And we shared it together. I've told y'all how we do our earbuds
when we
out in public, but not talk. And so that is how we navigated the airport. I specifically picked out for our 1 hour flight, a 3 hour book. We put our earbuds in when we got in the car, drove to the airport. We paused through security because you got to pay a little more attention there. We turned it right back on. As we landed, we finished the book. It was great.
That's amazing.
So I always feel like a big cheater, but I put mine and Nate's books together 100% of the time. Trisha gave me permission last year. I'm doing it forever now.
Absolutely.
Another one that I love, love, love that I should have read a long time ago was The Hiding Place. And I read it when everybody was reading light reads in May. And it was not a light read at all. But I loved it. I read a copy that I received from a free little library, which are my favorite things about our society right now. We're doing the right thing when we put those up. And it had pages that were coming out, and I just kept poking them back in.
Aww.
And reading it. And I just like thinking that who's read that book before me in that free little library? And that message is so important. And it lined up well for us because we're doing cycle three. I like to try to make my reading line up with some of what we're doing with our schoolwork. So as we enter American history and then some of our great world wars, that was a perfect book to read. So those are a few of my highlights. It's not my list, but those are my jump out at me's. I'm also, like all three of us, reading Les Mis, and I will be reading that until I die. So I have no commentary on that.
That is what our In Real Life book club is reading right now. And if you're new to the show, we all know each other. That's one way we know one another. We're in the same In Real Life book club together. So,
okay, one of you, tell me highlight books of lately.
So the other goals that I have not met, generally every year I like to read, and I had said this, a new Dickens I haven't read, a Langle I haven't read, a book of poetry. Now I actually have started a book of poetry that is called Endless Life, Poems of the Mystics. And it is a compilation of poetry written by saints in the really early time of Christianity. And it's really beautiful. And it's really interesting to me to read this poetry that's written in like 200 AD about Jesus and just the way they saw him or the way they saw God or the way they saw their life in Christianity. Like, I think it's very interesting. So I've been reading that. So that's actually the one thing that falls into one of those categories. My other book that I still want to pick up is The Ethics of Beauty. I talked about that and that being like my book I'm intimidated by. And that's what I was planning to do for that square in the book fair challenge. I, at this point, I'm not sure that's going to happen this year.
It's really long.
It's really long and I have not started it. It took me a while to get it. It was back ordered. So I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I did want to update our listeners. I don't know if anyone remembers this, but the first week of the year, there was this thing all over social media, Facebook and Instagram, about it was like a chart that said the first 12 people that recommend me books to read, I'm going to read these 12 books this year, like make my reading list for me this year.
And you and bravely.
So I did. I put
I
up.
Forgot
I said
about that.
I said six. I put up in our group, because everybody there has such good taste. I said, I will read six of them. So I have done two. Kate, our listener Kate, recommended Ella Enchanted, which I had never read. Have either of you ever read that?
No, I really didn't even know it was a book. I just knew about the movie.
I think Ruby has, but I'm not positive. But I haven't.
It is so good. And so the premise of the book that it starts out with, it's a fairy tale type book, and is that when Ella is born, kind of like in Sleeping Beauty, when she's given like these gifts at the beginning of her life. So a foolish fairy shows up and gives her, quote, the gift of obedience, meaning she has, she's forced to obey. She has to obey. And, you know, it's really easy to think about, you know, all the things that can ensue if you have to obey anyone that tells you to do anything in your life, right? But one, it's really well written. It's well written. It's a great ride. It was a fun book. Kids would love it. I feel like about second, third grade and up could probably read it. But the messages of it and the themes of it are so interesting. And it is so interesting to think about, like, the meaning of obedience and why we give our allegiance or our obedience or our submission to certain people and why we don't to certain people. And, you know, the heart of it, like, she talks about how being forced to obey actually made her a rebel, like, because she was always trying to find ways to kind of slither out of the commands she was given because she had no choice. So I just think it's, what a great discussion to have with your kids and your family. But it was a really great story and, like, so much fun.
That sounds so good and so important.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was really grateful for that. Thank you, Kate, for that great recommendation. And then our listener Allison recommended The Snow Child by Eowyn Ivey. And I know several people in our book club have read this. I know people that have read other books of hers. So I've been wanting to read her. And this is, again, it's a fairy tale. Amanda, your fairy tale theme is catching on here. it is essentially a retelling of the Russian folktale, The Snow Child. And takes place in Alaska. I want to say turn of the century, like turn of the century in Alaska. And it's really well written. The language is beautiful and poetic. And if you just want to submerge yourself this fall or winter in a winter landscape, if you want to feel the snowflakes on your face and on your tongue, pick up this book. I picked it up because I thought it would be good for me to cool myself off during the Florida summer. Submerge myself in the winter. And it was good. I really did enjoy it. And it's a good story, well told, very poetic writing, beautiful writing. It is sad. I found it to have a sort of a tone of melancholy and kind of sadness. Not a lot of light, not a lot of humor. So you might want to know that if you're in the mood for that before you pick it up. But it was really beautiful.
Good.
But I have not forgotten the rest of you. And I actually just bought on Kindle. They were really cheap. Two of the books on this list. And one of them is free on Hoopla. So I am going to get these done.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Amanda, what are you doing with your previously burnt down list and your new new school year, new you? I don't know what you're about to tell us now.
Well, for the Book Fair Reading Challenge, I've read, let's see, 5 of them. So I have 4 to go. For the 6 poems by the same author, I picked up a book at a close reads retreat Trisha and I went to, and Elizabeth couldn't go, but this was so perfect for Elizabeth. Y'all, it was Southern Short Stories, and it was in Atlanta, and it was amazing. Got to meet Haley and Tim and other people that are in our group and close reads, and we have some new friends that we met there that are part of our group now as well. So that was so fantastic to meet you guys in person. And it was just an amazing, I'm still thinking about it. It is really with me and those short stories. I am counting, because that was like 7 or 8 short stories. I'm counting that as a read for my 5x5. I just had that thought. I am writing that down right now.
Doing it right now.
All right, I wrote it down. So while I was there, I bought Wendell Berry, This Day, a book of Sabbath poems. And so that's going to be my poetry square.
Amanda, this is the only time I am sure this is ever going to happen in our life. I have already read that poetry book.
Amazing.
That's great.
I've only read like 7 or 8 poetry books in my whole life, but that is one that I've read. I got it on Kindle somehow, and I read through it a couple years ago. It's beautiful.
Wow. That's
I've heard
fantastic.
All good things about it.
Yeah.
Aw, I love his writing so much. And one of the short stories we read was his. And oh, it's just, he could do poetry, short stories, novels. Oh my word. Just stop it. I just love it. And all on a typewriter. Come on. Oh, love it. For the fairy tale legend or myth, I thought I hadn't read one, but I have. I've read a George MacDonald fairy tale, The Light Princess. It's very short, but it counts. And everything he's written that I've read, I love it. And recommendation by someone you love, Betsy Gant recommended to me. So shout out to Betsy. Something Wicked This Way Comes by Ray Bradbury. Oh my word, I love it.
You did.
It is so creepy. The bad guy is so bad.
I really want to read it.
I love to have a clear bad guy.
Yes, we can hate him.
I know. I don't want to hear your backstory and feel sorry for you, how you came to be this way. I want a clear bad guy sometimes. And it's such a great message and themes in it. It's fantastic. So that's some of mine I wanted to throw out there. And I will just say, because I have to say it publicly for accountability, book that intimidates me, Dante's Inferno. This has been a very slow read. Charlotte Mason would be proud, but I am almost finished and I'm going to finish it.
Good job.
And I'm so glad I'm reading it. It's really time well spent to think about the nature of sin, not just sin in general, but specific ones. Like, this is not for doctrine, this book, but he groups sins together. He orders them in terms of badness. And it's really interesting to think about, oh, why does he put these things together? Or why does he say this one is worse than this other one? Not that I'm trying to rank them in my mind, but just that forces me to think about the nature of that sin.
Just to think about them more in different ways.
It's been so valuable for me and so interesting. Now, I'm curious if y'all have any, like, best books of the year so far, like one or two.
I read The Old Man and the Sea, which is really short, and it was a beginning of summer Florida story. Not quite Florida. I think it's actually Cuban, but I still lump that in together a little bit just from my perspective. And it's a book that I've thought about a long time, and I really, really, really like it. And it's short, but the ideas are big. And then I actually ended up getting to have a great conversation with my niece who reads all the time and wants to be an author. You know, there's that time in your little kid life when every time you read a bigger book, that was the goal, was to read a bigger book than your friend's reading. And we talked about how that is wonderful. And that is one way of reading that is great. And another thing that you can get to at some point is extracting ideas, and ideas can come in big and small packages. And I was reading this at the time, which is why it was fresh on my mind. And as funny as that might seem, so far, that might be a favorite for me this year.
Love it.
I mean, it's Hemingway. I don't think it's weird for that to be a favorite.
Well, I just think it's easy for us to quantify big in your hand as important, you know, and like, yes, Les Mis has been wonderful, and Jane Eyre was, of course, wonderful, and, you know, I've read some other bigger things, but that small little book has felt maybe the biggest thought of my year in some ways.
Yeah. I mean, aside, like you said, from Jane Eyre and Les Miserables, which I guess we're going to have to talk about at some point, I would say the other two books that have really meant a lot to me, one, we've already talked about, Something Wicked This Way Comes, but Dandelion Wine, which we talked to Heather about in that episode. And it was such a surprise for me. I just did not expect to love it so much.
Yeah.
I did not expect to get so much out of what's essentially a collection of short stories about the town he grew up in.
But it is.
It is. It's so beautiful and impactful. And then my other one that just popped into my head is The Remains of the Day.
I love that book so much.
It is just, the craft of it is just impeccable. And the story and the themes and the perspective of this man as he's looking back at his century of service. It's just, there's just so many beautiful, beautiful things about it. So those have probably been my two, like, shorter, a little bit more modern than something like Jane Eyre, standouts for the year so far.
Cool. Elizabeth, I think you would like The Remains of the Day. It's not wretched, but it really pulls at your heartstrings. It's very touching. It's very nostalgic. It's kind of sad.
Wow, it's all my words right there. Nostalgia, sad. You said all my words.
It's about change.
Yeah.
And I think it ends looking forward also, but I think you would really like it. Okay. It's kind of a quieter book, I would say. So good.
Okay.
So do y'all mind if I share my 5x5 stuff?
Please.
Okay. Do it. So if you're a new listener, there is another group that I love called School A Sisters, and they have an annual reading challenge. It's called 5x5. You choose 5 categories and 5 books within each category, and the goal is to read widely so you're not stuck in your same genre. So I'm a little more behind this year than I normally am. Again, too much shotgun approach this year. A little too loosey-goosey. I need to be a little more focused if I'm going to do this year. But right now, I have some categories. And I looked back at my notes from the episode where we talk about our goals for the year. And I basically did a brain dump with 3 categories. Substantial readings, mid, and light. Not mid as in how the kids say it, but you know, it's a middle length book. And that was really a really helpful way to just get, because there's always so many books top of mind that I want to read, to help me try and get it all out and then narrow it down from there. So I have 5 categories, but the way I tend to read, I really just kind of read what I want. And so I end up fitting the categories around what I've read. So far. And again, you know, we've got other book fair book clubs for the year. We have In Real Life book clubs. So this is going to change. But my first category is That's Like So Meta. And this is a category of books about books, which I seem to be really into this year. For example, the novel of the century, The Story of Les Mis. I haven't finished reading Les Mis. I'm not that far into it, but I've started this one too. So that's another thing. A little too shotgun. I have too many books that I've started and not finished. I have How Dante Can Save Your Life and The Truth and Beauty by Andrew Clavin, which is about some of the romantic poets. So those are some examples from that category. And I've got a category, I Love to Laugh, which of course is from the Mary Poppins song. And then I thought, oh my goodness, I should have all of my categories be song titles. And so I spent a little time on that, and then I had to stop.
We don't want to read books. We want to name our categories song titles.
The point is the list. It's not the actual reading.
Okay, no. I was wrong.
So Thriller, Michael Jackson, that's another category now. But I Love to Laugh. So How to Tell a Joke is in there, which is what y'all gifted me for Christmas with our, what was it called? The challenge about books on the go?
Hustle Bustle Books.
That's right. Code of the Woosters. This is my second time reading that one by Woodhouse. So a couple examples from that on there. And then another category, I mentioned Thriller. So you know what kind of books are on there. My fourth category is I am finally reading this! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Not a song title, but a very important sentiment.
So books that are classics or whatever that I've just really wanted to read for a while, such as Little Women. So that's our family read aloud right now. Pilgrim's Progress, that kind of thing. And then my last one is 2 Catholics and an Anglican walk into a bar, which is unnecessarily long. But that's Chesterton, Tolkien, and Lewis.
That is the best thing I have ever.
So there's my ridiculous categories. It makes it more fun to me because it's a big goal. So if there's something fun about it, that helps me.
So when you said you were going to blow up the whole thing and start out, you're not really blowing up all the things. You're just...
No, I count what I've read. I just start a new page. I start a new page in my brain dump book.
I love it. I love it. But the most important thing is we are reading. That is the only important thing.
My sum up also was the look back and don't feel defeated. Just now what? Like everybody has a shift on what they set out doing that didn't go exactly like what they thought in all of our very different personality types and styles and lives. And so, okay, now what? What am I doing now to keep going?
And you know, this year I'm not reading as much as I have the last few years. So part of it is I've had some chunks of time where I have challenges with my health. So that's been part of it. But I don't know why else.
Probably because you were naming your naming your categories.
I have a lot of research to do about these song titles.
It's a big job.
So, you know, I'm sure other people can relate to that. So let me know in the comments of the Facebook group, as well as a post for this episode, if you experience that, where there's some seasons or even years that you just don't read as much, and that's okay. I'm still reading great books, and they're forming me, training my affections. So on that note, we're going to wrap this up. What have you been reading? What are your best books so far you've read? How are you doing on the Book Fair Reading Challenge? And I know usually there's other people that do the 5x5 with me. Are you doing that this year? Tell me your categories, and can you sing them?
And until next time, I'm Trisha.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Elizabeth.
And happy goal reading. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this, subscribe to Book Fair Podcast.
Join our private Facebook group. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, or email us at chat@bookfairpodcast.com.
And you can help us continue to grow. Share an episode with a friend, mention us on social media, and leave a review in your podcast app. We'll see you next Tuesday.